We're back. It's Eagles 360. We come your way every Monday through Friday on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles app at 5 p.m. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with Glenn Mack now. And we've been talking about the Dallas Cowboys. No kidding. Final wrap. Glenn Mack now, five takeaways.
By the way, could there be anything better than beating them in their place in overtime?
1981.
Well, yeah.
Winning the NFC Championship game.
All right, fine. Given the circumstances. All right, so here you go. Takeaway number one, Dave. The running back rotation is working. I always thought if you give DeMarco Murray 18, 20 carries a game, and that's going to be the way to do it. And that's what he's done in the last four games. He's averaged 86 yards, 4.5 yards a carry, three touchdowns. And Ryan Matthews is getting those 6 yards a carry. And I think, you know, giving him 10, 11 carries a game is going to help him get those 6 yards a carry. So I like this running back rotation. I'm going to stick with it. I told you earlier DeMarco Murray is going to get 1,000 yards this year. He needs 611 in the last eight games. He's going to go past
that. Interesting that the game on Sunday, the offense really struggled in that first quarter. And then the Eagles embark on an 80-yard drive. They run the football 9 times out of 12 plays. And they just really dominated the line of scrimmage with Murray early, with Matthews late, a little Darren Sproles mixed in there. And when the run game goes, everything in this offense seems to hum. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Here you go, number two. Maybe, just maybe, we've turned the corner on Sam Bradford. He had 3 sterling drives, had no takeovers. The pace was so good that you saw how exhausted the Cowboys were at the end. I am not ready to say Sam I am yet. As I told you earlier, I want to see a couple more games. But this was a put-up-or-shut-up game for him, and he put up.
But what do you want to see from him, Glenn? Is it pocket presence? Is it accuracy? I mean, I know the different things. I know the production is the bottom line.
Yeah.
What impressed you the most?
What impressed me the most was the pace of the thing. Yeah. That, you know, one of the concerns we had is Bradford wasn't able to get up there, move that fast, get it going. And I thought he did, the offense did, and that was great. And, of course, 0 turnovers is always a great thing.
All right, number three.
All right, number three. This is the not-so-good one. We are still at the point now, 10 total points in the first quarter, and now we're through 8 games. They had the 3-and-out the first time they got the ball. They got it back on a penalty. And then they got 6-and-out, and that was no good. Let me give you something that I've kind of looked at that concerns me, okay? They have not completed a pass longer than 8 yards in their initial drive this year. 8 games, 8 possessions, 5 3-and-outs, not one complete pass over 8 yards. Remember when McNabb used to, early in the game, heave that long one to T.O. or Pinkston before him? Want to see one of the, even if it's incomplete, let's get the defense back.
Throw that ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Early. Let's
Easy.
Do it in the first drive. All right, number four.
Who says you're not an offensive coordinator?
There
Everybody.
You go.
Yeah.
I'll be calling him today. I'm sure he wants to take my call. All right, here you go. Number four. And this is a concern, and, you know, we alluded to this. The Eagles really may have lost the guy who, over the course of the last 4 or 5 games, was their defensive MVP. Jordan Hicks took that interception back for the touchdown early in the game. It was a defining moment in the game. Now he's out. He's out for the rest of the year. I thought Kiko Alonso looked pretty rusty, as understood. The guy's only played 2 games over the course of the last 2 years, but he's going to have to come in. D'Amico Ryans is going to have to come in. They're going to have to do it. The good news is they both have established track records.
And, you know, the guy who really is interesting to watch is Michael Kendricks, who seems to just be running through gaps, playing downhill, and that might be the best situation for him to be in. Go find the football and don't worry about dropping in coverage. If there's a way the Eagles can put him in those kinds of situations, it really may bring back that big play element. I mean, the Eagles are really strategizing to get to the quarterback. They've schemed a lot. They had 4 sacks on Sunday night. And Michael Kendricks, I think, can be such an effective pass rusher. And I think Bill Davis is going to dial him up down the stretch.
Would love to see that. All right, here you go, number 5. And, boy, how much fun was this? Lane Johnson, Jason Kelsey, Brent Celek really did a number on Greg Hardy. And I talked to Ray Didinger during the week, so I'm going to tell you I stole this from him. He said, if you run at him, so that he can't just run the passer, he's going to not just get tired, he's going to lose interest. He's going to get frustrated. They did. They ran at him. He got tired. By the end of the game, he was a non-factor. And how great was that?
Yeah, but the whole group. I mean, the Eagles, again, have faced a lot of criticism for not selecting an offensive lineman other than Lane Johnson in the 3 Chip Kelly drafts. They didn't sign anybody in free agency.
No.
They let Evan Mathis go. They let Todd Harriman's go. And yet the Eagles came up big when they had to against the Cowboys with Dennis Kelly at right tackle, Lane Johnson at left tackle, Matt Tobin, Alan Barber surrounding Jason Kelsey. Josh Andrews, the next man in, didn't come to that, but he was ready to go. And the Eagles, their philosophy, well, it paid off in a game they really had to have.
It's terrific.
Yeah.
That
way. So those are
and
great
the last, the winning touchdown, the back end block is Brent Celek coming in and hitting Hardy and sprung it for the touchdown. How great was that?
And so wait, Pat Shermer just called us that advice earlier. Just throw the ball, Pat.
There you go. Throw the ball. Just deep early.
That's all it's going to take.
Well, not all it's going to take, but they've got 10 points in 8 games.
Good stuff. Glenn Macnow has 5 takeaways when we return to Eagles 360. We're going to take a look around the NFC East. The Giants and the Eagles, are they separating themselves from the other two teams? We'll talk about it when we return.